independent in thought, and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We're taking steps to make our economy more fair and prosperous for all, to help struggling Americans achieve their financial dreams, earn a great paycheck, have a job that they love going to every single day, and have real confidence in the future.
Yes, that's what he's trying to do. Let me tell you something. All the other stuff, and we got a lot of stuff here to play. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Like, you know, we could come here and we could talk about what's going on here.
Tonight, China is already preparing for the worst. U.S. officials tell CNN Beijing is putting missile-capable...
But the truth is, 65% of Americans are losing sleep over money. Stuff that happens at home. 65% of you have some form of insomnia every single week, whether it be one night or every night. Worried about the cost of health care, how you're going to afford it. Worried about the fact that you've got to pay something for your son or your daughter. Worried about the fact that the car may be breaking down and you've got issues. Worried about the fact that, hey, you know what? Do I have enough saving for retirement? And it's just, there are so many things that are landing on top of us in this paycheck to paycheck society. All the other stuff. And I talked about a bit on my show today, the other show. I do two shows. I do one for Sacramento. I do one for here. I work hard, kids. Those other things, right? What's going on with Kim Jong-un? What's going on over there? Are important, but in the snapshot of your life, unless there's war, they're not that important, right? It's 24-hour news cycles that we have to pay attention to. This is what I do for a living. I'll be honest, I think this week, I don't know how much politics I really talked about at all. Touch on it briefly, but most people I talk to, it matters very little. Not because it's not important. Again, just because it's not important to them, right? They got other things going on. They got kids. They got to get ready for this or that. They're worried about making the payments. They're looking around and thinking, when's healthcare going to get fixed? Right? When's that going to get fixed? When's tax reform going to get fixed? How are my checks going to get bigger? Right now, the government's got to figure out a way to get out of the way so the economy can take off. And I think Trump's taking steps, as he did today, as he signed some executive orders to make that move. I think we've rolled back almost $90 billion in regulations, and I think we'll start to see that. Those are trickle-down. Those are things that happen today, but you'll feel them in 6 months, right? I think the economy is close to making a move. I think the economy is close to taking a step up. Doesn't mean that everything is going like gangbusters. Retail is suffering massively, and we'll touch on that a little bit later. But what keeps people up at night isn't Vladimir Putin. What keeps people up at night isn't Kim Jong-un. What keeps people up at night isn't what's going on in Syria. Not important to you doesn't mean they're not important. Doesn't mean that you don't take 5 minutes every once in a while to take a look, to take, what's going on in the world, right? Like today, right? What's the big story today? Big story today is what? Oh, man, did you hear that the Russian bombers flew close to us, or China is trying to figure something out and maybe they're mobilizing or getting ready, prepared for something, or that, you know, in the last hour or two that maybe some of the people inside the cabinet or not the cabinet, but the campaign were used or trying to be used by Russian agents to get in, infiltrate the Trump campaign, it's all of that means nothing. If you can't pay your bills, right? All of that means nothing if every time you go to the bank, you're like, oh, God, I got $22. I can pull 20 out, get gas, have a little bit of food. Hopefully, I can make it to payday. All of that means nothing if you're deciding what medicine can I get today and what will I have to get next week. That's what matters. The rest of this crap is, again, it's there. We talk about it. It is important. But only to a certain extent. People get deep into the weeds about these kind of things. Talk about what? Ad nauseum. Ad nauseum over this crap, right? Hyper-focus on stuff that really, in the day-to-day, boom, matters very little. What matters to you? That is the most important thing. Are you sleeping at night, or does the thought of, oh, geez, a big bill coming up, do you sleep at night and you think to yourself, ah, oh, man, my kids need new shoes. I got to take care of this. We moved into a new house, which we're stoked about, but did I bite off more than I could chew? But we needed the room. My car's got issues. I got to take care of that. Those things matter. You're a small business owner. You've branched out on your own. The first couple of years are tough. Trust me, I know. You're sleeping with one eye open because you got people calling you. You got to rob Peter to pay Paul, rob Paul to pay Peter. Then you got to rob both of them at the same time. Right? Then you go over to Mary's house, find out what Mary has, you rob her. Also, you can pay, but you're getting close. You know it. You can feel it. It's like having 10 minutes of air left, but you got a 15-minute dive to get to the top. Right? You got to swim, man. You do. Those things matter. Those things. And this new study, what are people worried about? They're worried about educational expenses. They're worried about saving for retirement. They're worried about mortgage and rent bills. They're worried about credit card debt. They're worried about health insurance. They're worried about the day-to-day thing that consumes us every single day. The rest of this stuff is noise. It takes away from the things that matter. The things that matter every single day. Man, little Jimmy wants to go to camp, but I don't know if we're going to be able to afford it. You have to sacrifice, make sure your kids get what they need, right? Because you don't want the stress to come on down on them. And they're hearing it more and more every day, and they're feeling it as well. Kids have more anxiety now than ever before, and it's not just because of social media. It's because they're smarter, they're more in-depth, they're more in tune. They understand what people are going through far more than we did. Because everything was a big quiet thing, right? Remember that as a kid, right? Like, your neighbor got cancer, and it was the big C, and nobody talked about it. Now kids know more about everything and then some. Number one cause for insomnia, health care and insurance bills. Most people today, if they got really sick, they're screwed. Most people today don't have any money in their savings. Most people today don't have a 401k or an IRA they can draw off of that's worth anything because they may have already done it before. And on top of that, most people today, to survive over the last several years with the downturn in the economy, had to live off their credit cards to do anything. 38% of people now worry about health care and insurance. 38%. Retirement and savings, that's down a little bit. 2015, it was 40%. Now it's 37%. Mortgage and rent, pretty much the same. 26% of people worry about paying the mortgage or rent. Educational expenses, 34% worry. Credit card debt, 22%. Two out of three people are suffering from some form of insomnia. It doesn't mean you're up all night, right? Doesn't mean you're up all night. What it does mean is that there is times throughout the day, throughout the evening, and when you finally fall asleep where you wake up and for 30 minutes or hour or two, you know, on a Tuesday night, you worry because you got stuff on your mind and you're awake. Doesn't mean you're up 24/7. But it's those things matter, and that's what this president needs to focus on. You got the good people around you to handle over there. You're the final say. Your ears always got to be on the ground. You got to be talking to your people about what's going on in China and North Korea with Assad and Putin and Iran. Absolutely. That's vitally important. But the people of this country, the reason that they went to the polls so vigorously. Yes, the wall. People are excited about the wall. And yeah, they want to see you fight ISIS. And yeah, they want to see us restore our place at the top of the mantle when it comes to our leadership in the world. But the average person in Lima, Ohio, the average person in Jupiter, Florida, in Albany, New York, in Tacoma, Washington, Cedar Rapids, they want to know that jobs are coming back. They want to know that there's going to be a way for you to loosen the regulations to the point where the economy takes off and they can see a rise in their paycheck and for the first time in a long time actually get sleep at night because they're not living paycheck to paycheck or day by day. But knowing that, hey, you know what? I got a couple $100 left over after this paycheck. And after a while, it starts to add up. They haven't felt that in a while. Those things matter. The rest of it, loud, yes. The rest of it is a bunch of noise that at times takes away from all this stuff. Not that it's not important, not that we won't cover it, but the truth is, this is what matters to us day to day. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. So much stuff to talk about today. More and more kids back home. Boomerangs, stuff we just talked about right there. The boomerang of the kid leaving, millennial, 20s, 30s, still living at your house. Why is that? We do have some stuff to talk about when it comes to China. We do have some stuff to talk about when it comes to North Korea. And we've got your urban word of the day. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is a great bill. This is a great plan. And this will be great health care. It's evolving. You know, there was never a give up.
Never a give up, friends. Never. That's Trump yesterday talking about health care. Now, he mentioned something about when it will come.
I'd like to say next week, but it will be, I believe we will get it. And whether it's next week or shortly thereafter.
So in the next week or two, they're hoping. And I was listening to a lot of my cohorts and people in the business, and I talked to a lot of people, and everybody's like, I don't know why they put something on there. Look, I want it done right, too. And I didn't think we need to rush the last one. We could have waited a week or two. But here's the thing. I like the fact that he puts a time frame on stuff. And the reason I like that is because in politics, as we all know, if you can avoid doing it today, you will. And eventually, you can avoid it altogether, and it's good, right? Like, nothing happens, so we're good. Like, nothing goes on, so we're good. We didn't do anything. We didn't have to worry about anything. We told them we'd get to it. We didn't have time to get to it because we didn't have time to get to it. It's okay. In business, as you know, in life, it's not like that. In business, you have to get something done today. You get it done today. Close of business. I need it by X, Y, and Z. When you don't put timelines on certain things, and granted, it can't always be like that, right? Because there's a negotiation. You've got to talk. You want to be able to debate the whole thing. You don't want them rushing something. But it's okay to put a roundabout time. Like, I'd like to have this thing, and we need to have this done by the end of May. Period. Case closed. End of story. Because otherwise, what do? They get doing their own thing. They're off, you know, in committee meetings. They're off rambling and talking, and nobody's paying attention. And that's not what we want. Especially when you hear that, you know, two-thirds of us can't sleep at night, and health care and the cost of health care is one of the biggest, if not the singular biggest reason for it. Man, I was looking. This is what's crazy. Some people are paying as much for their family of four as far as health care goes than they are for rent and their mortgage. Think about that. Paying $1,100, $1,200 a month for a family of four, and their mortgage is $1,000. Obviously, it's not California, but elsewhere across the country. God, that's insane. Let's have a little fun. It's our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
We live in a world of social media and excitement. That is social media. We get excited. We text people back and forth all day. But every once in a while, you neglect. You neglect, meaning you neglect or neglected to text me back. Neglect, put them together. Neglect, text, put them together. You have neglect. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is larger, that is for sure. A lot of people are starting to, oh my God, did you see the Russians tried to infiltrate the campaign? They tried to infiltrate the campaign, Trump's campaign. Oh my God, I knew it was going to happen. They're infiltrating. Not quite sure if they did. And if you're going to infiltrate the campaign, isn't the reason you're infiltrating the campaign maybe to bring the campaign down just in case, see what they're saying. The people that apparently they're looking at, Carter Page, people, you have no idea who any of these people are. And again, it really matters very little to you on your day-to-day basis, but just here's a snapshot of it. People that had dealings in Russia, new people who were, you know, whether it be special envoys or business people and business leaders in Russia who also had people with them that were potentially foreign agents, and the people that were probably with the campaign who were there doing other things. And part of the campaign, they weren't there for the campaign. They were there doing business or on vacation, and people picked their brain not knowing why they were doing it, right? Like, if you didn't know if you did something wrong because you didn't know this person was doing you like that, that's kind of what that's about right there. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-34-2423, theshow.com. Several people text me. You can tweet the show as well, at Chad Benson Show. We have a poll up today about economy. We have a poll up today. We do polls. That's who we are. And the poll up today is, does money keep you awake? Do the issues keep you awake? 22% say yes, 39% say no, and 39% says sometimes it does. And that's kind of what most people are thinking. About 39% of the people and 22%. So you think about it, it's about 61% of the people on the poll there. Not scientific. But around about what people are saying. Again, it's not keeping you up all the time, but it's doing enough that there are times at night when maybe it keeps you up instead of falling asleep. Maybe you wake up in the middle of the night and you have trouble going back to sleep because you're thinking about things like this. That's the America we live in right now. That's the stress that we live in and under at this moment in time because we've been paycheck to paycheck for so long. And the survival skills are there. It can be frustrating. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Does it keep you up at night? Money, what worries you the most? 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Kim Jong-un vowing to meet U.S. threats of a preemptive strike. An op-ed in a North Korean state newspaper warns, quote, our preemptive strike towards U.S. and its followers will be the most merciless strike, aiming for a complete destruction that doesn't allow for the survival of the enemies. If the super powerful strike goes forward, they add, the U.S. mainland will be completely destroyed in an instant. Only ashes will be left.
Those people buy it. You guys get that? Those people buy all of that stuff that he says. They buy that baloney. First of all, I'm here to tell you right now, it's not going to happen. All right? It's not. They're not going to blow us up. They are not. While maybe getting a little closer in some ways to getting a missile that may reach the shores of California. I know for the rest of the nation, that'll be horrible. Well, they wanted to leave the state. They wanted to leave the states anyway, so it's a perfect way for them to do it. But while reaching the shores of California, potentially, that's it. All right? That's it. Secondly, maybe one or two. They're not going to have millions. They're not going to have hundreds. They're not going to have tens. They're going to have one or two, and it's just not going to happen. It isn't. He's a crazy little dude who is pissed off at the world because they're not paying attention to him. So he stomps his feet around. He throws a fit. He suppresses his people. He's got a big brother that is, you know, over him. China doesn't want any part of this, by the way. They want him to go away. The best thing that could happen is if somehow he gets a brain aneurysm and drops dead. It's the best thing that could happen. As we were talking about it earlier. To us, he's evil, because he is, right? For the rest of the world, they look at him like, this guy's insane. It's normal for him. They grew up. Right? He grew up. We grew up with freedoms. We grew up with cable TV and air conditioning and cell phones and knowing all the stuff that we have. And well, we grew up with all of this stuff. All of it. He grew up essentially being told he's a living God. Yeah, that's how he grew up. He grew up at a point in his life where everybody pointed at him and said, you were special. And if you think our kids are entitled, imagine being his, you know, imagine being him. His dad essentially telling him, Udi and Kuse grew up. They didn't know any better. They didn't. They grew up that way, right? Gaddafi's kids grew up in a way that is different. Assad, what do you think? He grew up normal? No, he grew up in a different way. So for them, all of this is normalcy, right? A little different with some of the dictators in other countries because you've got all kinds of sects and Sunnis and Shias and they all fight amongst each other and all that crap, right? And you got crazies inside there, so you got to keep crazies in there. Crazies are trying to kill you. Where he grew up beyond privileged, being told all of these things, not realizing what the day-to-day world really thinks of him or his family. But he's delusional, and it's never going to happen. And he is, the Chinese are going to have to do all they possibly can to figure this damn thing out. Right, Mr. Tillerson?
We're reviewing all the status of North Korea, both in terms of state sponsorship of terrorism, as well as all the other ways in which we can bring pressure to bear on the regime in Pyongyang to reengage, but reengage with us on a different footing than the past talks have been held.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I don't know how well that's going to go. China, he doesn't listen to China. They could put pressure on him, but it's going to eventually be the sanctions from China that will slow this cat down. You want to know the big fear, though? Take away the nuclear side of things. Three weeks ago, they robbed a bank as a country. They robbed the Bank of Bangladesh of it ended up being $81 million that they stole. It was close to $1 billion. They almost got away with it. They hacked Sony. They are sanctioning bank robbery of nations. Think of that. That right there. Because they realize that, this thing could be coming to a head. And we only get our currency and we only get anything else from China. And if they start throwing sanctions on us, that's not going to be good. That's not going to be good. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Millennials, they want education. They want jobs. They don't want kids or marriage. They have a different set of values on social and economic topics. And this is according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau. According to this, modern agers, as they call them, Americans, 18 to 34, they're not into marriage. But we knew that, right? Like, they're living a different world. They're not into kids. And when they have kids, this is the thing, too. They're going to have a kid. They're not going to have several kids. Some of that, though, isn't me. You know, I was talking to my little brother, my little sister, and her boyfriend been together forever, and they're just on this path of what I'm assuming, you know, one day they'll be married or whatnot. But they even talked about it. It's the affordability, right? Like, when you were younger, and, you know, if you're in your 20s or 30s, you know, and you're back in the 70s and 80s, you worried a little bit about money, but a second or third mouth to feed, a fourth mouth to feed. But it wasn't like it is now. These kids look forward and they say, okay, I can't afford that. Not only is it going to be a crimp in my lifestyle, it is going to be a crimp in my bank account. And we can't afford something like that. What they want is education and they want economic opportunity. That's what they crave. Well, they've got opportunities at education. I think what they want is a cheaper education. Right now, the education bubble that will eventually explode is way bigger than what took place when it came to the mortgages as far as just for our country. It's $1.4 trillion. is what's outstanding debt-wise when it comes to education. Do you understand? That's huge. That is trillion. That is massive. These kids are coming out. No wonder they don't want any kids. They can't afford it. They can't afford it. Mentality is different than 40 years ago. In 1975, 8 in 10 people were married by the time they turned 30. Now, 8 in 10 are married by the time they turn 45. That's big. Also, because women, too, there's a shift in that. The more and more women are going on to college. They're graduating. They're coming to the workforce even more than men. And because of that, they're delaying them having, you know, that kind of serious relationship that leads to family and kids. That's just not happening now. Women are waiting longer and longer and longer and longer. And I bet you over the next two decades, what you'll see is the rise in as far as age range of birth, and women giving on average, you know, birth at the 24, 25, 26, it'll be 32, 34, 36, because that's what's happening. Women are putting career out there before that. Plus, you've got massive amounts of debt. You've got huge amounts of debt. And they're coming back faster to the house, too. That's what's insane. I just sit there and scratch my head that more people are moving back to their homes than moving in with their spouses. That's nuts. Plus, on top of all of that, they're struggling in the transferring from that youth-like, I don't want to say children, because obviously you're 18, 20, 23, but that young man and young woman into that adulthood. They're having a real tough time struggling to get there. They're having a very tough time. But this is now the world that we live in. We live in a world where it's okay for you to be at home. There was a certain sense, right, when you were younger that you didn't want to be back home, right? You were almost ashamed to be back home. Now it's okay. There isn't that kind of, we've taken away the stigma of so many things, whether it be, you know, using, you know, what, food stamps or SNAP, now you got a card, or doing any, we've taken away a lot of this stuff as it's no big deal, it's just part of life now, and it's okay. So weird. It is so weird. Oh, man. Happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. It is the Chad Benson Show. That is, you can check us out, ChadBensonShow.com. You can also go friend us on Facebook, Chad Benson Show. You can tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Always text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Hey, if you're looking for an employee, there may be a millennial out there for you. You know, I talk about this stuff, but I want you guys to understand that, like, when I talk about the things that I talk about, ZipRecruiter and all these other things, I believe in them because I actually use them. A lot of other people, they go out there, shill, they don't do that. I do that. We had struggles trying to find people to fit the right person. And you got limited resources where we were in the desert. You know, even though we're an hour outside of LA, we had limited resources. So with the ZipRecruiter, and guess what? We went from having very few applicants to fill what we needed to overflowing with people that were real. And we're like, wow, this is way better. So instead of doing something you've always done in the past and getting the same results, why not try ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter.com, this is what you can do. You can post your jobs, and instead of going out to, you know, several small sites, how about 200-plus job sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all right? And that comes with just a single click. Any city, industry, nationwide, post once, watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And this is the great thing. You don't have a lot of time. You know that. You're a small business owner. You're a human resource person. You're sick and tired of going through the motion over and over again, finding people, listening to them, resumes, the whole nine yards. You quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast because of that interface. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies, thousands of small and medium-sized businesses, and now you. Hey, Chad Benson Show is going to do something for you today. Post your job for free. It's on me. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. Some movies coming out today. We'll touch on that. And there is a science to selfies. Plus, if you're drinking soda, especially diet soda, put it down. So you hear this. Chad Benson Show.
B. Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
We could have very well executed an innocent man tonight, but we will never know that now.
That's for Rhonda Brasfield. Last night, the first of what looks to be quite a busy next 10 days or so in Arkansas. Execution number one, Liddell Lee, took 12 minutes for him to die last night. And it's funny, the state of Arkansas is dismissing criticism that it intended to rush too many prisoners to their deaths too quickly. And I'm sitting there thinking to themselves, it's the first execution they've had in 12 years. Right? Like, that's a long time. How is that rushing? And this guy's been on death row for God knows how long. Apparently, this is what's weird, though. The appeal, the last appeal came, and there apparently there's you get issued a death warrant. So, which does not come with Jean-Claude Van Damme, by the way. So, apparently you get a death warrant, and the expiration is at midnight. He was put to death at 11:44. That's when it started. But I guess if it goes over midnight, then they cannot proceed forward with it. It's almost like the license to kill, right? You got your license to kill. So this guy was put to death. He had been sentenced to death in 1995. So what, 21 years? I don't know if that's a rush. Does that feel rushy to you? Like, if I was to tell you, hey, Chad, you got to get to this project for me, and I said, I'll get to it in 21 years, does that feel like I'm rushing it? Or does it feel like maybe I'm putting it to the back burner? I'm just curious. No real big movies coming out this weekend. My love of the movies. It's that lull right before next month, right? Because you're going to start to see them all start to pop now. All the superhero movies are going to come out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because it's summertime. Fate and the Furious will easily win this weekend. Unforgettable is getting some decent reviews. That's about the biggest one you're going to find out there. Phoenix Forgotten didn't hold pre-shows or screenings for people, but it's a found footage kind of alien thing. And it looks actually somewhat okay. I've seen the trailer, so who knows? Again, but there's not a lot coming out this weekend. Unforgettable, The Promise, I think, is going to bomb. This is Christian Bale's movie. Spent a lot of money on this movie about the Armenian genocide. That's coming out. And Free Fire, which is a small, about 1,000 theaters. It's a comedy heist thriller about an IRA deal that's gone wrong. It's bigger in Europe than it is here because now people are like, what the hell's the IRA? Isn't that what you get when you like give an IRA? I like an IRA. No, it's the Irish Republican Army. So that right there is your movie viewage for this weekend. Again, I understand. I wouldn't want my movie opened up right now. The Circle is out in limited release with Tom Hanks and Emma. Is it Emma Watson? Which one played in the Harry Potter movies? That's her, right? And that's kind of creepy. I've seen the trailer for it. Tom Hanks plays like this guy that's crossed between Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, and he has this company, and it's called The Circle, and it's this huge, like, Apple, like, Google facility, and everybody knows everything about you. Like, including what's wrong with your mom and your dad and how poor you are or you aren't and the whole nine. And it shows how social media and life can become invasive. And some of these companies are a cult. But Fate of the Furious, I wouldn't be anywhere near this right now. I am a man that used to consume mass quantities of diet soda. Mass quantities, by the way. Huge, mega huge diet soda drinker here. Right here. I've got my hands up. I stopped that. 2 years ago, over 2 years ago, I said, I've had enough. I'm not going to do this anymore. And I just quit. I mean, cold turkey. It was right after the national championship game. I said, look, I'm going to do this, and then I'm done. I'm going to do this, and then it's over, and I'm done, and I'm moving on with my life, and I'm going to try something else. And I've done that, and I've been really good. I haven't had a drink of soda or anything. I drink some iced tea during the day, and I have my lemonade, and I drink water. But outside of that, I don't do anything else because, I'm kind of boring that way. New study shows that if you're drinking diet soda, these sugar-sweetened beverages, that especially when it comes to the artificially sweetened beverages, you're almost three times as likely to develop a stroke or dementia. That, to me, is cuckoo. Now, remember, let's remember this, too. When we talk about what it's like to, like, three times more likely, they may do a study on, you know, X, Y, and Z amount of people, and one person gets it, so that's automatically double. But still, that is, you know, I mean, you've always known those artificial sweeteners, right? That's like, that's my bad thing. Because I don't really like to drink, you know, with sugar. I probably should drink it, with, you know, a little bit more with sugar. But I like my tea unsweetened. And I like to put something in there. I don't like when it comes sweetened itself. I should probably do a stevia, right? Is that what that stuff, the stevia plant? But think about that. For how many times you consume sodas during the day, that if you do artificially sweetened sodas, that potentially the risk of getting, say, dementia or having heart disease or maybe a stroke is three times more likely. Yeah, maybe not worth it. Just saying. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Happy Friday! It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.